Welcome to Land Yap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. The Beatenhorn Museum and Gardens provides a festive setting every holiday season, and the occasion is marked by special events and activities. Executive Director Ralph Calhoun joins me in studio for a look at some of the holiday offerings at the Museum and Gardens. Ralph, welcome.
Thank you, Bob. Glad to be here.
Glad that you are here, and the grounds of the Beatenhorn ready for the holiday season and festive with lighting, and guests will be able to enjoy a lot of things over the next few days. Tell us about how the museum is prepared for this holiday.
Well, every year the Monroe Garden Study League comes in with some theme. We never know what it's going to be.
It's a neat attraction.
So they come in and they decorate the Beatenhorn home, and that's really our big draw. And then our garden crew decorates the garden, so we have lights and things in the gardens. And this year the study league came in with the idea of Fa La La Louisiana, and each room is a different city in Louisiana, and then they celebrate a different festival that city celebrates sometime during the year. Yeah, so we've got a lot of different things.
What are some of the sites, some of the cities that they've encompassed this year?
Well, the biggest one probably is the Fountain Room, which is the big glass room on front of the Beatenhorn Museum. And it's Monroe, West Monroe, and they're doing Christmas on the River. So we have Santa Claus and a Pierrot. We have a duck blind.
Might there be a duck?
There's a duck blind. And sometime last Thursday, I hung a couple of ducks from the ceiling of the room. So they look like they're coming in to land in the fountain that's in the fountain room. So that's the big one, I think, as far as the initial impact. We've got one room that is that celebrates the Natchitoches Festival of Lights. And the crew in there have actually blackened that room with fabric and things, so when you walk in there, even in the middle of the day, it's nighttime.
The nighttime feel, yeah.
So it's got stars and there's a nativity scene, things like that.
Is there a room trying to capture the Crescent City?
Oh, we've got Christmas in the Oaks, which is a New Orleans festival. Mm-hmm. I think one of the smaller festivals there, but yeah, it's kind of outside actually, is our New Orleans area.
Any particular sites that have caught your eye? What do you enjoy this time of year at the Beatenhorn, Ralph?
Wow. It's funny. Usually the week after Thanksgiving, we decorate, and it's exhausting. I mean, we spend 3-4 days helping and hanging garland and things like that. I think this year we've used a lot of Leland cypress, which is a tree we see wild in the state, and that's not a tree that we commonly use as a Christmas tree, so it's a different look for us. What else? I mean, I keep saying that this year the depth of decorations is the depth is deeper. That's a weird way to say it, but it's just deeper. It's thick with decorations in a very positive way. So there's a lot there.
Anything done up with the Koch Museum?
Oh yeah. We don't decorate the Koch Museum quite as full tilt as we do on the other end of the street. But for our activities this weekend, we'll have Santa Claus there. And, he's so associated with Coke. And we'll have a place where people can come in and have pictures taken with Santa. It's not just the kids that get pictures taken with Santa. We think the guy that we've got is the real one. Yeah. So
able to land him, that's something special.
It's a pretty good deal, yeah. We've got a deal with him.
When we look at some of the live music entertainment that's always provided, really puts people in the spirit of the season. Tell us about who will be appearing this year.
Okay, well, we've got on Thursday night, starting at 5 o'clock, we go from 5 to 8. We've got Coralie White at 5. A little bit after that, at 5:45, we've got Kristen Oden, who will do vocals. Jennifer Bass will be on flute. And then at 7:30, we have a barbershop. It's not a quartet. It's a barbershop group larger than a quartet called Notorious. That's always fun. So that's at 7:30. That's Thursday night. And then I think for the first time on Friday night, we're having St. Matthew's Catholic Church Choir. And they're real excited about that. They were sending out publicity on them coming before we were. We're excited about that. I think that'll be a great thing.
Yeah. Looking forward to that. Also, I believe Julian Jones.
Julian will be there Friday night at 5.
Lots of great things going on. The poinsettia tree, that seems to be a focal point.
In the conservatory, it's called the pot tree. It's a metal structure, holds 64 pots. And for Christmas, we always put in poinsettias. This year, they're all red. And it makes just a huge, beautiful tree. If folks, you know, plug the website. If you go on the website and go to our events, it's bmuseum.org. The poinsettia tree is one of the things you'll see in the events pictures that we've got there. So it's enough to bring somebody out, I think.
Ralph, let's take a moment to look at exhibits, things there at the museum, and coming up at the beginning of the year as we head into 2014.
Okay.
What's going on?
Right now in the Bible Museum, I've got a number of different things. Maybe the biggest exhibit is are six large paintings by a man named Bill Commodore, who was raised in Greece, ended up painting in New York, then lived in Dallas for a while. Mm-hmm. And these are big pieces with a lot of spiritual meaning behind them. The kind of painting you can stand there and look at and find things in the layers of paint. If you look at them, I think the interesting thing about this exhibit for me is we've got audio of Mr. Commodore talking about each painting. So instead of having descriptive labels, we actually have the artist by voice there to tell you about what you're looking at.
Right.
We've also got an outstanding sculpture of an artist interpretation of Moses, a guy named Gibbs Singleton.
So lots of great things going on. And, of course, with the Biedenhorn Museum and Gardens, always a great opportunity to talk to you, Ralph, and update.
Well,
and, of course, with our membership drive going on, just the importance of public radio in our area.
We appreciate y'all very much.
And you can find out more at the Biedenhorn Museum. The website again
is bmuseum.org.
And things get underway coming up Thursday night,
so. From 5 to 8.
Looking forward to that. Ralph Calhoun serves as director of the Biedenhorn Museum and Gardens on right along Riverside Drive in Monroe. Lots of holiday events going on. Ralph, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
You can hear this and other Landyap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.